In line with what Judge Burgos was saying, we have to underscore the technical issues which we must take into consideration. They're assessed by institutions, social workers and psychologists. They're the institutions which have already been mentioned by the judge, such as the judicial branch, the National Child Welfare Agency, known by the acronym PANI, and the judiciary's victim care center. Now, with regard to the other question concerning the rehabilitation of the victims of any form of violence, and specifically children who we consider victims of domestic violence, which includes when there is violence among the adults in the house. This means to say that children is not a direct victim of the violence, but is still affected, and so we consider the child to be a victim. International studies have shown the impact on children's neurological development of living in a violent context. So they are harmed, so they are victims. This means to say that in the National Child Welfare Agency and in the judicial branch's psychological and social work department, in the victim care center and through NGOs who are the partners of the National Child Welfare Agency, we provide support and care to child victims. These NGOs are subsidized by the National Child Welfare Agency because the NGOs themselves can't cover the costs of these expensive consultations. Now, in order to give you more detail about the rehabilitation of such victims with a view to responding to the distinguished member's question, our services and NGO services that are community-based, who work in the outreach centres and who work in the early intervention centres, we have professional psychologists. In fact, there are trained clinical psychologists working in all the outreach centres, so we select our staff very carefully when they're going to work with children, and the same can be said of the early intervention units. We also ensure that they're backed up with multidisciplinary teams, including child psychiatrists, teachers, occupational therapists, those who are experts in art or leisure activities, including music, plastic arts. They all work together in the area of rehabilitation and what we call treatment for those children who have been caught up in violence. Now, when it comes to the mobile units, whilst it's true that in an initial stage, when we were evaluating the program, we realized that we needed to merge some of them and integrate them into other procedures as well. It's the National Child Welfare Agency which must respond to reports of violations of children's rights. So, at that time, the National Child Welfare Agency realized that support had to be given to the local offices. That support had to be given by the mobile units because the local offices were being overwhelmed by the huge number of reports. So they haven't been suspended. What we see is that the staff are addressing our public directly because they are skilled, trained staff who are equipped to address child victims of violence's needs, and they work in these offices. Furthermore, when we created the mobile units, we saw them as a means of promoting children's rights and children's holistic development by providing families with tools, training and information so they could ensure their children's comprehensive development, and also by making sure that families respected their children's rights. We know that all family members may come to these mobile units, including grandparents, grandmothers, aunts. As I was saying, mobile unit staff have been helping us address reports and complaints, and they work directly on life skills, which were defined by the WHO, the 10 life skills, safe access to information technology. They also work on early stimulus. They work with teenage mothers. They have 8 to 12 workshops for teenage mothers, and the National Child Welfare Agency provides those child mothers, those teenage mothers, with grants so they can continue their education. The mobile units have been working on bullying, on positive upbringing. It just so happens that at the moment, the mobile units have to submit their work plans to the technical management, whereby they detail what they're going to do during the 8 to 12 weeks they spend in each community during the course of this year. Thank you.
Gracias por su respuesta.
Thank you for the answer. I would just like to ask one more question before we move on to the second cluster. It's just a doubt I have.